Everybody to Source Material. I am your host, Jesse Starcher, and tonight we bring to you a fun cross-promotional effort by three different podcasts. Friday, March 3rd, I was able to make my way to the local brick-and-mortar shop, Asylum Comics, located at 212 3rd Street in beautiful downtown Marietta, Ohio, to take part in a one-of-a-kind event, Podcast Night, at Asylum Comics. Some great local podcasters were in attendance, including Remington Hitchcock of the Dueling Ogres podcast, Michael K. Easton, Jordan Lowe, Cliff Barnes, and the Grand Poobah of Kapow, the Pop Cultured podcast, and of course, yours truly, joined in on the fun. Not much of an agenda on this one, but really just kind of shooting the bull and giving Bucky a hard time. Please check out each one of the participants' podcasts and let them know you've listened. We all appreciate any feedback. Don't forget to also give that Rattlitchin' Broadcasting Network Facebook page a like to stay up on top of all the great podcasts that we have to offer. You can find us at your convenience on blogtalkradio.com, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or iTunes. Just search Rattlitch to subscribe to the network that Source Material is a part of. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can do so by finding me at Stiznarkey. Also, the show's Twitter is at SourceMatCast. Now, let's get on with the show. Oh yeah, by the way, I have it on good authority that my favorite upcycled jewelry and accessory shop, Honeysuckle Rose Creations, is running a contest this month that any geek could love. All you have to do is find them on Facebook and message them to find out the details on how to enter. But hurry, entries close at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on March 25th, and trust me folks, you don't want to miss this. Remember, that's Honeysuckle Rose Creations on Facebook, or check out their online shop at honeysucklerosecreations.com today.
This is the illustrious Michael K. Easton.
I'm Cliff Barnes.
I'm Remington Hitchcock.
Jesse Starcher.
I'm Jordan Lowe.
I'm Bucky.
I am the grandest of poobahs.
Does it get any bigger than you?
No. This is it.
Or more grand.
This is it.
Well, guys, we're here live at Asylum Comics, dropping it like it's so hot on our Friday night.
Yeah. Is it bad that this is the highlight of my week?
Huh?
Yeah, really? It's still no, early.
You're talking to the wrong people. Yes, this should be everyone's highlight.
Yeah.
This show's all about you, Bucky.
Oh, no.
This is an intervention. We're not even podcasting.
We didn't want to tell you until we had a hot mic, but this is all about you.
You've got a Captain America.
This is your life.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Now, did you say you have Captain America socks on?
Yes, actually, I do.
Now, I asked you earlier, but I gotta ask you again. Are you wearing Captain America underwear?
I sadly do not own a pair of Captain America underwear.
You don't own one?
No, actually, I don't.
I own Flash underoos. You're telling me it's somewhere in a drawer somewhere you don't have Captain America underoos?
No, I do not have Captain America underoos. I have seen Captain America underoos at Walmart once, but I do not own a pair.
I think you need a pair.
I probably do.
Do you have a pair you can lend him?
I will say no thank you.
he can't fit my underoos. They're too big.
So, Jordan, you
want riveting is this?
Talk more about his underwear.
Yeah.
So, we just
started a podcast.
Yes. It is first Friday in Marietta, Ohio. Beautiful downtown Riverside.
Burbank, California.
Riverside. Marietta, Ohio, and there are people all over downtown, like a block away. We're here by ourselves doing a podcast.
Yes.
So if and when people come in, we're going to talk to them. There are a few people lurking around in the corners, in the shadows here, listening to us. But yeah, we're just having fun on a Friday night with three separate podcasts all together. So
crossover.
Yeah, we've got
mega crossover.
Yeah, it's like the three-part DC crossover event this year. Yeah.
It's like Image, Marvel, and DC, and Dark Horse decided to have a Maybe.
That's never going to happen.
That's insanity.
So, yeah, we introduced ourselves, but we didn't explain all the podcasts. So, if you're a listener of one podcast and not the other two, well, you should probably remedy that. So,
that's right.
Yeah, most of us here, four out of the, how many are here? Seven? Are Kapow, the Pop Cultured Podcast. And then we've also got Jesse representing
Source Material on the Radishes and Broccoli Network.
Callback. I love it.
I thought that the other day.
I thought that was a joke.
I was like, can I say that again?
We'll beat you to it. Radish and Broadcasting Network.
And Remington here from the Dueling Ogres.
Who has seniority on all of us. They've been at it longest.
I guess, because we have 105 episodes mm-hmm. out that you can listen to 98 of.
He has turned more switches than I've ever turned in probably, I don't know, 3 years of podcasting. I've only been podcasting for two. So yeah, I've seen switches turn like you wouldn't believe today on these mixing boards.
Yeah.
Unreal.
See, that's the whole thing, though, with Jesse, though. You have to account, Jesse does like 10 podcasts, 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really technically, if you want to talk about really hard hours at it, Jesse's got us all beat put together.
So, Jesse, do you do, like, is your full-time job podcasting and then you have a part-time?
I really wish it was. I mean, I think all of us here have become fans of podcasts at one time. Yeah. So,
yes,
you know, becoming a fan and then wanting to do it as a hobby, it's a really easy hobby to get into. It's probably one of
the... I don't know. It took like 3 hours to get all these cords plugged in. So I'm going to debate you on that.
I would say that it's, you know, simple and cheap if you want it to be that way.
Yeah. But I refuse for it to be that way.
This, you know, Remy does a great job in making sure the production of everything goes off without a hitch. So even though the hitch might take a little while, hey, that's... How many times have you done this? I mean, how many times have you sat down with... Well, we got seven people.
Right.
And how many mics? So, kudos seven. To you. I can give you that much. All I do is
six.
I turn on a computer, I put a headset on, and hope it doesn't fall apart.
Right. this is new to me, too. So, I mean, this whole setup, I mean, I bought an extra mic for this. I bought two more mic stands because I wanted everybody to be as comfortable
yes.
as possible.
Yes, nice. Very nice.
It's way more professional than me because our last podcast, Cliff wasn't there, and I had a new computer set up, and I waited 20 minutes for people to arrive before I did anything. Turned out great.
Yeah.
That's true KPP fashion right there.
So the moral of the story for anybody who actually wants to get into podcasting is...
Don't do it.
You can go as hard or as easy as you want, and people will still listen.
That's right.
As long as your content's there. And good luck with this show.
Yeah, so...
Was that too negative?
No, I mean, truth be told, we put all this effort into organizing it, getting everybody here, and we kind of forgot about content.
But luckily, Bucky has arrived to save the day.
I have one link, actually, and a few that I can remember, but I don't have the links to.
Good thing I saved Messenger between me and Bucky.
Oh, yeah.
Well, long time listeners. Good.
That's what we need to do.
Also,
the messenger between Bucky and
speaking of Messenger, where is my copy of Die Hard and why haven't you watched it yet?
Oh, dude.
My furnace went out last night and I needed something to keep me warm.
More importantly,
you owe me $30.
While I watched The Last Boy Scout.
More importantly, Bucky, did you sign the waiver?
He owes me $30 now.
So, do we want to start out? We've got a few people in the store here. Does anybody want anything you guys want to say on talk about? I mean, Blake's here. Blake's my buddy from Kroger. He's a big Batman fan. He's reading all these independent books right now in comics. He's always telling me about.
Get over here. Tell us what you're reading.
I got pressure him into it.
Give me some new content to catch up on, even though I'm not even caught up on what I have.
I'm basically reading a lot of Greg Rucka right now, Queen of Country. I've been checking that out. Yeah. I just picked up Old Guard today. I've been hearing it's kind of like Highlander a little bit.
I just saw it over there on the shelf. I was like, what is this? I didn't even read it.
It's really cool. I've been reading a lot of Jonathan Hickman stuff, like East of West, and I just picked up The Black Monday Murders. It's really good stuff. Like, I just like stuff that's like really makes you think, like Grant Morrison and stuff like that.
He's become my de facto source. He knows way more about what's going on currently in the DC universe than I ever do anymore.
Well, your stop's at the blue and gold, doesn't it?
Well, here lately, I've branched into that He-Man stuff I've been talking for a month now.
Oh, so yeah.
Waiting on that to wrap up.
Yeah.
He-Man Thundercats crossover.
Man, I feel really naked with all you comic book fans.
Yeah, I was going to say, man.
Do you read any comics at all?
I don't anymore.
Have you ever touched a comic before?
Yeah. I mean, I've
you remember the last one you read?
Do you remember the first one you read?
James is over there.
Yeah. Well, Hero Hourly.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I think that's the last one that I read.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I mean, it was okay. He's here now, so I can get the middle finger in person. No, I really enjoyed it. But as far as anything else, I mean...
Yeah, you guys talk a lot of gaming and...
Yeah, we do a lot of gaming, movies, that sort of thing.
I know Brandon works at NASA.
Yeah, Brandon works at NASA. So yeah, he works at NASA.
That is cool.
Wow.
He doesn't really work at NASA, but he works at NASA.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's one of them jet rocket scientists.
Right.
He works near NASA.
So yeah, I'm out
of my office. So basically, yeah, NASA.
Jordan, correct me if I'm wrong. Because, you know, that's normal. The invisible...
table people. Table.
I know, but you're standing up, so I just want to make eye contact with you. The Invisibles, is it? That's by Grant Morrison, is it? Okay. Have you checked out...
I have. I was looking at that when I came in today. I was like...
Highly recommend
Grant Morrison book I've not read.
It's really good. Well, it's one of my favorites, so...
How long have you been reading, dude?
Oh, man... I've been in and out, but like I've been really hardcore like lately. Yeah, it's just I started probably like really what brought me into comics was like the animated shows, like mm-hmm. Batman first of all, and the X-Men. And
now you said Batman, of course you must be talking about Batman the Brave and the Bold animated show, right?
No, the original great one, like
Batman the animated series.
Yeah, it was great.
Mark Hamill.
And, just, like, I was, like, really interested, and I'm like, oh, there's these other, like, books out here, and I'm, like, checking these out, and I've got into Denny O'Neill and Neil Adams, Batman, read that, and I've just recently started reading the Marshall Rogers Batman and stuff.
It's you got just, favorite Batman story?
Oh, man, it's really hard. I really like Batman Rip, basically, okay. R.I.P., mm-hmm. because it makes you think. You're just sitting there the whole time. A lot of people don't like Grant Morrison because he's so... He can be confusing at times if you don't follow, and that's why you got to reread sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I love that story and the lead-up to it, the black hand, black glove. It was really cool. I like that.
I love that story.
Like, oh, man.
Right now, Jesse's fishing for content.
He's making notes.
I've done that.
We have a guest. And he is interviewing.
I'm trying to make it act like I kind of, you know, because I have no idea what you're talking about. But I want to know more about it. First off.
Don't ruin the illusion.
You know it's not. So is it like within 10 years or is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. Definitely.
Okay.
Now, it's one of the storylines you're talking about, like, is that where Grant retcons, like, the whole Silver Age into...
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. He's one of the few people that can do that efficiently and it actually be a really good, entertaining story.
The Black Glove was really cool because you get to see these different international Batman, basically.
And I know what you're talking really about now. Cool. Yeah.
Like, yeah, because they're, like, all on this island, and I love mysteries a lot, and it's...
Thank you. I forgot I picked that up.
Yeah.
It was one of my... It's like the two issues with the League of Batman.
Yes. Yeah. It's really good.
Is Pirate Batman included in that?
They have all kinds of Batman in it. It's really cool. And then leading into this, like, psychological thriller that is R.I.P., I mean, it's really nuts. Like, you know, Batman's, like, basically had to use, like, go into this, like, he submerged himself, basically, because there's this villain that's going after his, like, his mind, you know, the most important thing. And I'm not seeing a lot of Batman stories that do that, that challenge Batman's mind. It's a lot of times like the physical and the gadgets, but this one was like really stripping Batman down to his core.
Somebody can write a good Batman story. I mean, that character's been around for a very long time, so it's you know, when you can find a gem like that, that's something fun to read and enjoy. And
a gem like that.
Do we have a writer here that wrote a Batman story?
No way! No way! Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's absolutely that's now. Let's go ahead. I'm going to quickly just put out there what I do on my show. The Source Material Podcast, we go back and we look at older comic book story arcs. All right, so I've run the gamut. We're up to episode 100. I've read The Flintstones, Batman.
That's really good.
You know, all sorts of different stuff. So that's one I want to probably keep on my radar. RIP, right?
Yeah, okay. Definitely, man.
I'll keep that on the radar.
Yeah, you've done a lot of Batman here lately.
Yes, we have. Jeez Louise.
Coming from a Marvel guy.
Batman 66. We've done
the Marvel.
But I'll tell you right now, and I've said this on this podcast before, my favorite all-time book that we've done on there is
Death of Superman.
guess was for that. No, it was Batman. Hold on. I say it's my favorite. I can't remember what it was. With the Joker and Alan Moore. Come on, help me out, guys.
The Killing Joke. Thank you very much.
That, you know, absolute favorite show that I've done, because I learned so much about comic books and the art of writing and how a person can take a story.
Yeah.
So anyway, it blew my mind so much I forgot the title of it.
Now, did you watch the animated version of that?
No, I've heard so many reviews.
It was really good.
It seemed like it was a very negative adaptation at the beginning, and then once we hit the actual story, it was decent.
Yeah. A lot of people had trouble with the Catwoman thing. Or
Batgirl.
They added that to it.
It seemed very unnecessary, and I haven't even watched it. I mean, everybody panned that first part.
I mean, when I saw it, I didn't really know a lot about The Killing Joke. I've only read like one Batman comic, and I got it. I honestly wasn't going to get it, but it was like $10. Mm-hmm. I saw it on Blu-ray, and I was like, I'll get it. I have the extra money. And I watched it. I mean, I liked it.
I mean, you're coming. You're coming to it. Confused. Fresh eyes.
Yeah, it didn't really confuse me at all. A little bit,
but you never
did. But I didn't. I never read the book.
As I said,
I've only recently gotten into comics. So
yeah.
Now, have any of you been out to see the new Lego Batman movie yet?
I want to so bad.
I hear it's freaking awesome.
But I heard it has a similar take between Batman and Batgirl. They've kind of. I was listening to a review on the way here. Apparently, they've kind of went with that, and
they put it. It's in there.
It's kind of like a joke. I assume it's more like a comedic turn with it, but they've kind of put that dynamic into that movie too.
So. I'm appalled. Like, that's Dick Grayson's girl. It's not Bruce Wayne's girl.
Now it is.
Batman. Yeah, but it's Dick Grayson.
Batman. Seriously, guys.
So.
And the Joker!
All right.
We went from like 100 to like.
Like Mark Hamill Joker is.
It's over the top.
It's okay.
Peace. Drop the mic.
Drop the phone.
So, can we get a show? Show of hands. Yeah, that'll work on this.
Work on audio.
Logan, who's gone to see it?
No, I'm going to try and go see it this weekend.
All right, I haven't
seen it next week.
I know that a couple of friends of mine went and saw it and said it's bleak, but it's a good movie. So,
yeah,
I don't know the details, but
and Brandon were kind of going over the trailer there. Week or two ago, talking about it.
Yeah, we were talking about just different parts of the trailer, really trying to get in whatever kind of figuring that we could. But
I think you remember what we said.
Well, to paraphrase, basically, you guys kind of had a similar conversation that we had on our show. Just, you know, a first impression of the trailer, and maybe this is going to be the best of the X-Men movies they put out so far.
Yeah, especially
that's what I've heard.
Especially with the Wolverine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Wolf...
Yeah, they've been horrible.
Yeah, the Wolverine, you know, the two where they have this will be three. This will be the third one now. The first two, they were really hit and miss, you know.
Especially that one with the quote unquote Deadpool.
I can find enjoyment in anything, really, but you know, I'd rather watch something else. But now, Hugh Jackman though as Wolverine.
I heard a rumor, I think you guys mentioned it on the last one, that he would come back if it was with the Avengers.
We got that straight from his mouth.
We're like, you're going to get me in with Hugh Jackman, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk after the show.
I never want to be on another podcast again.
Is it in your phone under the name Jean Valjean?
I can't talk about it. But because he is my friend.
Oh, geez. Uh-huh. He's not.
I like the last Wolverine movie. I just didn't like the ending. The last 15 minutes of it, I did not like. Up to that point, I liked
the Japanese version.
I actually never made it to the end of that one.
Well, you.
I do know.
It was good up to the last 15 minutes.
I know they teased the like the comic book costume in it.
Yes, they did.
And
nice little Easter egg.
It saddens me that, from what I hear, Hugh Jackman's never going to wear the costume, from what I hear. Which is very sad. I thought, like, in Logan, they could at least maybe do a flashback.
Well, he's too tall for the costume.
it's not going to fit.
Make it fit, okay?
Like, there's a costume out there. This is laying there. Somebody, you got to find somebody to fit in this thing.
Yeah.
Who's going to wear this costume?
Well, guys, I found the secret messages that Bucky sent me in the middle of the night.
This was like this morning. What are you talking about?
This was in the middle of the night. I was asleep. Don't lie.
I was up at 4:30 for work today, so.
Well, you're a hard-working man.
Not really. I sat in the back of the box and did nothing.
You're ruining illusion. Just keep it going. You're a hard-working man.
Of course. With my metal arm.
But anyway, he sent me some news, so I don't know if this is real or not. So what does that say, Bucky?
The U.S. Department of Education to add grades 13 and 14 by 2019.
Is that
or fake?
Real or fake?
Decide.
14.
Are we doing fake news?
Yeah, fake news.
We got to introduce it as fake news. Yeah.
Fake news!
Fake news!
First off, do you guys have the answer?
I have the answer.
Okay, so you know if it's fake.
I always have the answer.
Michael didn't click on it. Trust me. I send him stuff all the time.
Oh, and if this helps, it was, I found this on bbcnews.com.
That's a reliable.
All right.
So what?
Yeah. What was that?
A credible news source?
Yeah, there you go.
What you're saying. How's that? I want to say that is absolutely fake.
I do remember a time when they talked about school going year round. I don't know about adding a 13th and a 14th grade, at least in Merida High School.
Well, no, that's like, this is from the U.S. Department of Education. Not just like Marietta.
But, well, because Marietta High School has the lowest like credits you can get to graduate. At least when I was going to school, when I had my diploma.
Yeah. Things have changed.
I mean, listen to how he talks on the podcast.
I enunciate very clearly.
I know I do talk good.
So, also.
I'm just not going to get an answer.
Apparently.
I'll give you an answer. Right. I'm waiting for other people to.
All right. Chime in. Do you believe this, Remy? Do you believe that there's going to be a 13th and a 14th grade?
I would not like to see it, to be honest.
I'm confused by that answer, but
it's a double negative, which means yes.
Keep up, Jesse.
It's a double negative.
This is a very cerebral thing that we're doing.
I'm done. I'm saying no.
I would like to see it.
All right.
Okay. But I feel like it's probably a no-no. So what is the answer?
It is fake.
Okay. Now, see, BBC is reporting stuff from the U.S. Department of Education. Mm-hmm. I had you right there. Okay.
Now, Cliff,
lockdown.
Right there when you edit this, you got to go, wah, wah, wah.
Notice.
Okay.
Next up.
Surprise. Japan is running out of anime. Studios are shutting down in droves due to overwhelming demands of audiences. I got that from BuzzFeed News.
They're shutting down because there's too big of an audience?
Yes.
That works opposite of what should actually be happening.
Yeah.
Because if there's a demand for it,
They're running out. Like, it's an actual resource.
It's a product.
There's only so many.
You'd be surprised how many people I know who run their lives off of anime. It's not even fun.
If the sausage party can be made, yeah, anything can be made. Was that the name of the movie? Did I get that right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
A sausage party?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a sausage party.
The only time he ever says, did I get that right, is when he got it right.
Even when I get it right, it doesn't feel right.
Well, it's not supposed to. It's a sausage party.
Absolutely fake. 100%. Anyone else?
It's fake.
Why is it not fake, Remy?
I wish it was real.
No.
It's fake.
So let's preface it. Are they all fake, Bucky?
No.
He went to
news
dog.
Fake news.com.
Okay, the next one was also from BBC News. Pluto reclassified as a planet, says NASA. Your buddy works there, so he should be able to tell you.
You do have the inside track.
He's in the sanitation division.
Yeah.
We would have heard this. It's fake.
I'm pretty sure I signed a petition to make it real again.
I'm pretty sure you probably did, too.
Yeah. Pluto needs to come back.
That sounds like something you would do.
I was raised on Pluto being a planet.
So same.
It's gotta be.
Same.
Just the way it is.
So what is it, Bucky?
It's fake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's one more. This isn't really news.
That's why we
news.
Call this section fake news.
This isn't really news, but it's something funny. Did this or not? Did this happen or not on Jeopardy? It was during the college tournament.
How's this nerd news?
I don't
it's
know.
Jeopardy.
Yeah. I lost on Jeopardy.
The person who won the tournament for the final Jeopardy, the final thing, he did not bet any money, but he wrote, "Who is the spiciest meme lord?" as his answer. And the sad thing is, I will show you guys a picture. I am not joking.
He is dead serious.
As if this is unbelievable.
It is.
Dude, I believe it.
And Alex Trebek didn't even say it.
Look at the phone!
Look. Okay, so am I supposed to guess, or do you just tell me?
No,
I think we're just stating the facts at this point.
I thought it was funny, so I thought I should say it.
The rules have already went out the window.
That's Photoshop.
Yeah, it was 4:30 in the morning.
What do you expect from Buck?
I was like half brain dead at that time.
Now, at 5:09, I get this picture of Captain America that he sends me. It says, "Me, whenever someone asks why I'm not listening," and it says, "Guess I was too deep in thought. Thoughts about Bucky."
He sent that to you?
He did.
I saw that one.
At 5:09 in the morning.
I saw that. But why did you send it to us later? What? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Because I was deep in thought about thoughts of Bucky. I couldn't go to sleep. It was 5:09 in the morning.
You two have some kind of weird relationship going on. I totally do not understand.
Like he has the weird thing for Superman. I have the weird thing for Captain America. So it's kind of a mutual.
It's like we all thought Bucky was imaginary for the first like 6 months.
That's true. We did assume that. Michael kept talking about him. We assumed
fake news.
Yeah, fake news.
You know Bucky.
Alternative facts.
False.
Here he is.
Yeah. Hi.
So that's it? We don't get any more?
Nope.
This is it.
That was the whole messenger. That was it.
This is all of Bucky.
This is what all the hype was about.
I feel empty inside.
I'm sorry. I'm not that exciting of a person.
We're just giving you a hard time. Give us some more news.
I don't have... I found
Twitch.
Like one thing.
Twitch!
Damn it, my bad.
Well, I told you guys between the four of us that we jokingly always refer to the space pins on the uniforms in Star Wars as a bit we do after seeing Rogue One, and
they all had their pocket protectors,
their pins.
I went out, and what had happened was I got word that on, if anybody watches Star Wars Rebels on Disney XD, mm-hmm.
I've seen some of it.
They gave an actual explanation of what those were.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they're identical.
I want to know, did they have this all thought out?
Tag, essentially.
Ahead of time?
No.
Or was everyone complaining about these cylinders?
This is a reaction to everybody saying, what?
This is Disney saying, leave us alone.
So they actually appeared in the original movie.
They've been there the whole time.
They've been there the whole time, but nobody ever had an explanation for what they were.
Mm-hmm. Seth, have they really been there the whole entire time?
Well, they were never on like North Face jackets before. Now, once they gave a Rogue One, they had all their cool new winter coats and stuff. They really stuck out. So I don't really notice them.
They kind of focused in that product placement a little bit more.
Right.
So since we're all talking about Star Wars, is anyone here a Trekkie?
I've seen
the new movies and I'm impartial to them.
I like it.
I completely grew up enjoying Star Trek, and Star Wars was secondhand in my opinion.
I will go get my lightsaber.
There was, I guess I'm more of the sci-fi guy. I mean, this is Star Wars. I think you guys were talking about it. Star Wars is space fantasy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
Star Trek is the future.
That's right. But no, I was more of a fan of Star Trek growing up.
Star Trek.
Star Trekking across the universe.
I actually know that. Is it bad that I remember like most of the song right now?
No, that's good. That's real good. But yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I was bored by Star Trek when I was a kid.
No, now, to be fair,
it was too intellectual for him.
Yeah, I mean, when I was like at a friend's house and his dad was way into Star Trek. You know, they're watching the reruns. I'm like, just dying.
So now, are you talking Kirk?
Yeah, the original series.
Now, I will, like, to be honest, because, you know, I am honest on this podcast 24/7.
Right.
Sure.
I did as a kid.
Podcast
24/7.
Especially at 5:09 in the morning. Growing up, I was not a super fan of Star Trek because my parents loved it so much.
Right.
However, when the Star Trek The Next Generation came out, it was like, that's mod, baby.
Right.
Yeah. Grabbed a hold of that and never let go.
Yeah, I was never a huge fan.
He's still holding it right now.
The original series. I enjoyed some of the episodes, but I grew up on Next Gen. Mm-hmm. So.
Exactly.
And you're right. Next Gen is boring as balls.
It is. But I agree. Yeah.
Didn't they like start up a new one like recently?
It's
in production. Or
yeah, I was gonna say there actually is a new one in production as well.
There are some
Voyager. Isn't it?
Discovery.
Discovery.
Discovery. That's that one for CBS Online.
Yeah,
all access. You have to.
And they have
their membership thing.
Yeah. They have some test footage of the first flight of it coming out, and I was actually really mad about it because it looked so like a kid in high school could do it right now. Like the effects was really looked like a video game. I was like, they better be polishing this crap up.
Hopefully, not insult fans.
Are you a fan of Star Trek IV, where they go back in time?
And they get a whale?
No. Yeah, I know you like time travel. Yeah.
I just don't even think of Star Trek.
They're not going back to Star Wars.
No,
they're not. So, and there's
I like Star Wars, but I didn't like Rogue One very well. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like the Rogue Skywalker saga, those movies.
Yeah.
Some of the best. Rogue One is the best prequel.
Really that's a lot to live up to.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But still sweareth the buckiest.
Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not, there's no right or wrong to this. I absolutely see what, you know, people see in Star Trek. You're like, heavy sci-fi, you know, high concept. I get it.
Yeah.
It's just, it never clicked for me.
Right.
I mean, it's definitely some of my favorite movies are very sci-fi, you know. I like that type of stuff. And I like the newer Star Trek movies. You know, I didn't see the last one, but I like the other two.
Yeah, they're a lot more action-packed. There's more to look at. Yeah. You know,
it's not as highbrow.
It's not space politics.
Right. You know? Yeah.
So.
Right.
I mean, the last one had the Beastie Boys in it.
Indeed,
that's good though. I enjoyed it.
So, how about YouTube?
YouTube
TV.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I heard that.
Yeah, I was reading up on this last night.
I just saw a headline.
Yeah, I actually saw Cliff shared it, and I had seen a little bit of it before. So YouTube is actually making their own network?
Yeah, I mean, it's
essentially.
I thought it was more like a TV provider.
Than yeah,
there you go.
Like, you can, like, from what I heard, it was like $35 a month or something like that.
It
and
looks,
then you got six different logins possible or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it looks very similar to what Sling TV is doing, or even what DirecTV now has a DirecTV Now service.
That PlayStation View.
That they're streaming, yeah.
But
yeah.
I heard YouTube TV, they're going to have like a essentially unlimited cloud DVR.
That's what they're saying. It's a cloud DVR-based
yeah.
service. And which,
I heard something like, how are ads going to work on that? Like, the DVR, could you skip them? Or are you going to have to watch
I'm sure
the
you
ads
can pay
DVR?
A premium and
yeah,
skip the ads.
Yeah, like Hulu or something, but...
Tell you what, that $2 on Hulu is worth every freaking penny.
I'm still dealing with the ads, so.
Oh, no.
I have Hulu, but I don't watch enough to need to pay for that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I got my wife for her birthday. Like, no ads for you, baby.
You can binge it, right?
But although it's weird, like, for like the network shows where you're used to the commercial break.
Yeah.
And it, like, there's this weird transition.
Right, yeah, I'm sure. Not used to it. So we're looking at something around, I'm going to pull up the thing real quick if anybody wants to fill the time.
But he's pulling the thing up.
He stops us and starts, he's like, so weird.
Hold on. It wasn't loading fast enough. I'm sorry.
I am wondering about the whole YouTube thing because, oh, you know, years ago, Google tried to do Google TV, and there was some kind of like people weren't happy about it, and there was like a war going on, like with the networks and the cable. And I wonder if this is
it could be
partly to do with
for
it.
The fact that YouTube is owned by whoever owns Disney. ABC, I believe.
I thought YouTube was owned by Google.
Yeah, YouTube is owned by Google.
I don't
they
think it's a Disney property.
They still
it's
have
not Disney.
Partnerships, though.
If maybe only there was a way we could find out.
Yeah, like...
Google that, bitch!
They are offering... They're offering a lot of the ABC and Disney networks. So we're talking ABC, Fox...
I did notice that.
ESPN, like all the sports channels mm-hmm. or whatever. Disney XD, Sci-Fi, FXXXX.
That's a lot of X.
That's just because Disney's
trying to
get
right.
New.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sling TV does the same thing. I have Sling TV currently that we did away with our traditional provider and went to them.
Right.
And it's almost, the YouTube lineup is almost identical to what you can get on Sling TV right now.
Sure. What do you get?
Stuff. All the ESPN, ABC, FX.
You get your locals? Anything local?
No. Not here and not in our area. But I do get what I do get as far as local goes would be like sports with the Fox Sports, Cincinnati, Ohio, Sports Time Ohio, all that stuff.
The YouTube one offers the Big Ten network. So that would be
right. But you get like your main networks, you get CBS.
Yeah.
It actually looks like they had all the main networks on that, because I was shocked by that, because I haven't seen one that has them all.
Yeah, YouTube had more than any
because there was two
streaming provider I've seen so far.
Yeah.
There's two missing from Sling. I felt like it was ABC and CBS, but I don't know if that's right or not.
So the interesting thing is that many of these networks you can actually get if you do a Roku or a Chromecast. As
yes.
Well. Mm-hmm. So there's competition to be had. Right?
Yes.
Which I think is a good thing and healthy. I've always wanted to have the ability, especially with a cable provider, that would be awesome,
mm-hmm.
to just pay
a la carte.
A little bit, yeah, a la carte, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm.
Especially but everybody's getting to the point now where you're like, okay, you may cut the cord, but then by the time you have, okay, I got Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix, Sling, and you're paying exactly what you would.
I'm not, though.
Okay, well,
I understand what you're saying.
That,
yeah, people are falling into that. I did the math, and from what I was paying, I'm like saving $100 a month.
But like all these channel, companies are doing, like CBS is with that Star Trek. They're gonna,
yeah.
The only way you're going to be able to watch it is all access.
Yeah.
So there's six more bucks a month if you want to see that.
Yeah. Well, that's what we dropped. We just dropped cable and went to strictly Hulu and Netflix. And actually, the CW is completely away from the Hulu network, they have their own channel now.
Yeah.
And it's commercial, like it's free, but you just but it has a ton of commercials.
In the show. In the show itself. Yeah, they're like and, I was saying
they're double dipping.
Watching Riverdale, they have putting on makeup and then holding the mascara out and it shot it zeroes in on it and zooms in. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Really?
Oh yeah. Very very obvious.
In your face.
Yeah.
Oh, you, even going back to like even going back to bottlenecking. But even going back to Smallville, like how many times did you see them whip out their cell phone and you got a clear picture of their cell phone and what brand it was and what they were doing? And then
you watch Fringe, right? I know
you. Oh, I love Fringe.
Yeah, if you just pick an episode and watch what car they drive, because
they
show it to you three or four times, and that was how long ago? Like, we're talking like close to 6 or 7 years ago now.
Well, I always love when you get like a network show, and you know the character is like supposed to be poor. And they're like working on a farm or something. And then they go out to their sweet Jag in the driveway.
Right. Oh, that's just poor. My Lexus. I don't pay for it.
That's why they're poor.
Well, that works. Somewheres.
It's run rings around you logically.
That's where they got the nice boom and bass system.
Yep. So.
Well, I was going to ask you. Okay. I'm going to interrupt you.
I was going to ask you something.
You said you talk about games a lot on your podcast. Like what? It's strictly RPGs or you guys do board games or anything?
Segway talks a lot about video games.
Oh, yeah.
We do have and kind of an RPG correspondent who's actually standing right over there looking at comics at the moment.
Yeah.
That's Larry. He's been doing some articles on our website that are RPG focused.
Oh, yeah.
So,
like, what you guys play RPGs,
We play D&D. We've dabbled in some of the other ones. We primarily play 3.5.
Okay. Yeah. Pathfinder?
No, we've never stepped into Pathfinder. Mostly because I have spent a ton of money on D&D books.
I literally have. Yeah.
Almost everyone.
Like me in comics at this point.
Yeah.
And this is why all nerds are broke. Yeah. Really.
That's right.
You pick one thing and put all of your money into it.
They stopped making 3.5 stuff, so no, I don't have to spend any more money on it.
There's an actual win.
I hope they don't stop making comics, though, so I can keep giving Jordan all of my
money. Did you RPG?
I play the Dragon Age system by Green Ronin.
Yeah,
So, yeah, Age is their system. Yeah, that's the one we don't do it very often.
Yeah.
So I don't do all these. I know about some of the other systems. I know there's some real oddball ones out there I hear about. But
is it always, are you guys always playing face-to-face? Or are you
we do.
Okay.
But a lot of people play online with, like, Roll20 and you do it over Skype. But our group meets in my kitchen.
Yeah, basement.
That's the way to do it.
We prefer to meet face-to-face whenever we do it. And we don't do it much.
Well, that's what this, I really play a lot of board games, and that's the draw to me. I played video games for years with my friends.
Oh yeah,
and we played, of course, GoldenEye, and then Call of Duty, and we split screen. We're in there and having a ball. And as soon as it went online, well, this isn't fun anymore to me because I want to socialize with everybody. So,
oh my god, we destroyed Halo. I played Halo for years and just. Face-to-face,
right,
playing other people, getting together, making a team, and going at it.
So now that's kind of why I got into all these board games and stuff, because then people have to show up again and play face-to-face, and you get to, it's just a good time to get away from your phone's cliff and, just socialize.
Alcohol.
Something to do it over. It's another great, way with the RPGs and stuff.
I'll say, though, with the video games, I was a big gamer for a while. And recently, I've stopped playing a whole lot, just I don't know why. And then I started playing online with a few of my friends, and it's fun.
So, Poobah, do you think that the Twitch is going, or the Switch is going to bring anything back?
Nintendo doesn't even know what they're doing.
Aren't they drunk?
They're good with
they're drunk AF.
Well, as
rich as Nintendo is, the company, they could be making money hand or fist if they had anybody with any brains running that place.
I mean, it's got to be more merchandising that Mario name anymore.
Yeah, with all those amiibo things
making
or whatever.
I shouldn't say a good game, because there's plenty of great Mario games out there. There's plenty of great Nintendo
you know, the good Nintendo games, Zelda, Metroid, something like that. But Pokemon, I'll give you that for sure. But, you know, when it comes to hardware, they're like looking in their butt crack for stuff. I don't know what's going on.
So for you, Jesse, the Switch is too gimmicky.
I'm not going to buy one at any time soon. And I'm watching people review this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing the gimmick all over. And
now what happens when your kids want the system?
That's just it. And people want it. People are going to buy it because it's Nintendo. But
they know
that they're not going to go out on the roof with their friends and play their portable system when they have a phone.
Those people are super trendy. I will have you know.
I will say that I remember when the Wii came out, that was like cutting edge technology, and it was just
that was a 2 seconds.
That was a success.
Yes. Yeah. That was, I loved that thing. We actually still have our original.
So, Bucky, did you have people come over and actually play?
I was one of the people who you would call at that point in my life a loser with no friends.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't change anything of us now either. So.
So you played with yourself, is what you're saying.
Yes.
There he is.
A lot.
There it is. There
it Although back is. Then I was actually
in the morning.
4:30 in the morning.
Don't explain anything, Bucky. You just shush. Yep.
Michael, are you up?
I'm awake.
Switch.
Thinking of Bucky.
Sorry, babe. Let me turn that volume down.
Oh, Lord. Well, I will say this. I don't want to go on a rant, but.
Do it.
Rant. No. Rant. Universal now, just this last week, has basically acquired...
Is this Disney related?
No, it's okay. Universal. Shut up. Universal and their theme park division, which is Comcast now,
right?
Has more or less bought enough stock or did whatever they had to do to take over the Japanese Universal Studios.
Okay. To make more anime?
I hear there's a shortage.
Yeah, there is a shortage because they're getting ready to incorporate all of the Nintendo characters that they own into those parks.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I think I've seen something.
Yeah,
that's kind of interesting.
So they're really putting their money into it as to capitalize on this because I think Japan's going to be first getting it. Of course, being
Japan.
Yeah.
Does Sega still own Sonic, or have they sold him off?
I could tell you.
They technically still own him. I think they're just blessing them.
Kind of like how technically Universal owns the Hulk, but they're letting Marvel use him.
No, they don't own
Hulk. I don't understand how the whole right system with the Hulk works. The X-Men and Spider-Man, I understand.
Yeah,
the Hulk, I have no idea.
Come on, Cliff, you have all the answers.
Yeah. I thought you were the one with all the answers, Michael.
No, not today.
Yeah, the Hulk is...
I'm taking five. You know.
The Hulk is technically it's owned by Marvel, but they have, I think it goes back to the 90s.
Like the TV show?
Yeah, when Marvel was going broke, they licensed out the rights to everything... They could. Anything.
All the A-list characters.
Yeah, anything anybody Spider-Man, was buying, X-Men, movies, Hulk. Theme park, whatever, they would go for it just to get cash inflow.
That's how the trial of the Incredible Hulk got made.
Probably so, yes.
And we got a Daredevil and an awesome Thor.
That's right.
Yep.
Is that the one with like the tiny hammer that was like the size of
been a while since I'm not touching the tiny hammer.
He has standards.
Yeah. Not going to touch it.
But yeah, so that
wouldn't be illustrious if he did.
That's right. As far as I understand with Universal is that Marvel can't make a movie that says the Hulk in the title.
They have distributing.
They can have the Hulk in their movies through the partnership they have with Universal, but
Thor Ragnarok.
Universal has the rights to making a Incredible Hulk movie.
So gotcha.
Last time I knew, that's my 2 cents.
Speaking of Marvel, did you hear they might be working on a Namor movie?
No.
The Submariner?
Submariner, yeah. I heard that they were starting
sometimes
to
I just walk right into
Hawaii.
Is this the BBC?
No, actually, I heard this.
Is this a series or is it a...
I'm thinking it's a movie. It could be a series, though, because... They announced that Marvel announced that they have just started filming the Inhumans in Hawaii today.
Yeah.
And then I heard like a week or two ago that they were starting something else with the working title The Submariner. Submariner, I'm sorry.
You ever notice everyone says, I heard, and it's really they read?
Yeah.
Like, no one hears anything anymore. Yeah. They read it.
I read it online.
Was it true? That's the question.
Or was this more 100, fake news?
100%. I don't know if it was fake news or not. I heard that. I read it online on some comic news website.
I haven't seen anything on that. That's interesting. We could always get Kurt's.
I know where you're going.
Kurt does say, guess about the Submariner.
That's right.
I'm surprised he's not down here right now.
Yeah. He would know this.
He probably would.
What is the name of that podcast again? It is.
I hear it's not as good as the title for your podcast.
The Imperious. Imperious Rex.
Imperious Rex.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I couldn't remember. Yeah, I couldn't remember. It was Imperious Rex, the Musings?
There's.
Confessions of a Serial Surface Invader.
There you go.
That's right.
Sounds like my diary.
I love that title.
Does anybody know if there's been any episodes lately? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking they were not
coming out very often.
But. Yeah, it's he and his daughter. Right. So, and she goes to college. So
yeah. I just was curious if any had been out.
So I think he said that they worked on something, but I'm not sure.
I've done one podcast with my daughter.
Really?
And it went well.
What was right?
It
what
wasn't
was
something that I was like, okay. Well, as a matter of fact, Jordan was part of this. He wasn't on the podcast, but what had happened is we came in here for Free Comic Book Day.
Right.
And, of course, I'm sure at the old shop, Jordan made sure to, here's the kiddie section, and made sure it looked really nice. All the little kids that came in there. So my daughter, it caught her eye. And we found a unicorn book. I cannot remember what
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. You know, it was a unicorn book. That's about the best I can do. But anyway.
Gotcha.
So we did a podcast on it, right? Because Kira's like, I want to do a podcast. I said, all right, Father's Day. We're going to
It's not unicorns changed my life, is it? Because that's a little bit more adultish. Like it's right there on the shelf behind them.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember what it was called.
Jordan's over there flipping through something trying to find it.
Thank you, Phoebe and her unicorn. All right, so my daughter's like, I want to do this. Let's talk about it on the podcast. I said, all right, let's do that. So we actually did the podcast, and I tweeted the podcast to the writer of that book, who listened to said podcast and said she was very happy and smiling at the fact that we sat down.
Honestly,
that's my favorite episode that you've done.
I appreciate that.
Because your daughter, for the first 10-15 minutes, she's kind of shy about it. And I'm like, this could be bad.
Right.
And then, like, she gets it and starts, like, busting your chops insulting you and making fun of you. And she's hilarious.
Surprise. Yeah, she did it. She did a great job. It was that setup. I called her via Skype on my phone.
Right.
So she's laying upstairs on mom and dad's bed reading the book while we're talking. But we recorded a whole podcast that way, and I never had one again.
Because she made fun of me the entire time.
Never coming back. And I keep stalking the sequels to that book, hoping she'll make you buy them.
She will. It's going to happen. Trust me. Yeah.
Now, my favorite thing one of my favorite things
English
that I have seen you do is review comics via Periscope and a lot of times your kids will interrupt you, and I think that is so hilarious. I love it so much.
Oh man, I have totally missed out on that.
This was about a year ago. Well, even Periscope was big, a year or so ago.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could watch anything on there. I became actually pretty good friends with a Scottish man who was a bingo caller.
Dude,
he would set his phone down and he would Periscope himself calling bingo, which was the greatest thing you'd ever seen. Jack Betty, if you ever listen to this, you go find him. He's out there, but I think he stopped Periscope.
Is it possible to explain to us why that's the greatest thing?
Yes. Number one, okay, numbers in the English language versus numbers.
Number one, that'd be B1.
And it's you got like I wish I really could do the man justice.
C7.
Yes. It's very...
C13.
C7. Have you ever played Bingo? There's no C in Bingo.
Listen here, buddy. I don't need your bullshit, all right?
Now, you gotta think, this dude was a professional bingo caller. I'm not talking this guy walk on the street. This is actually in a casino, Scottish casino, right. And he's calling bingo numbers. But anyway, okay, what was that? What was I talking about?
This is fascinating.
This show right here.
Actually, Seth, in Scotland, it's McBingo.
I take it back. There is a C in McBingo.
Oh, my Lord. Wouldn't that be Mac? Mac Bingo.
Anyway, so yes, I did the Periscope for a while. We do a random comic review. I just grabbed one off of there and I came this close, honestly, last week to starting again, but doing it via Facebook Live.
Oh yeah,
but you should definitely revive that.
I had the box of comics that you.
Gifted
to me, you know, and yeah, I had them
gifted.
Gifted.
Gifted it right.
Don't you gift me.
They're in his queue.
But I came really close to starting it up again, and I was like, man, it's not right now. It's going to happen sometime soon. But yeah,
take one night off from podcasting, and it can be Comics Corner with Jesse. Right there.
Or that night off, he watches Scottish Bingo.
On Periscope, laddie.
Just like another one of my favorite things is when we have audio issues and we get Cliff Barnes NPR style, there's nothing better than his silky, soft voice telling us like it is.
Hey there, guys.
The worst.
Yeah, a little problem here. You know that
there's a problem. I remember
that's pretty much it.
You gotta let the audience know you can't just have that, man. You gotta step in.
If you don't do that, that's how we ended up with a 20 minute every 7 seconds review of Batman versus Superman, Michael. Or just put out there
what episode is that, guys?
Do you remember?
I want to go back and listen to this.
Was this before Kapow? Was this on the SoPro podcast?
Was it SoPro?
Yeah. Oh. Stitched together.
What was the date? When did that come out? What date did that come out?
Oh my goodness!
Batman v Superman. So when did that movie release? That was
March of last year.
That's right around when we
saw
it. I want to say March 25th, but I'm not sure.
You guys remember when you recorded? Like right after you saw the movie, which was
would have been.
To the phone!
I actually think that might be one of
you guys
the first,
do something. Why I'm on my phone?
One of the first Kapow's, because I think one of the last SoPros we did, what we talked about Deadpool.
Okay.
So that would have been
Deadpool
after that.
Deadpool was my favorite.
I thought Cap was your favorite.
Well, yeah. Deadpool is one of my favorite movies.
You can't have it both ways, buddy. It does not go both ways.
Remember that.
Dang it. So I'm not allowed to like Marvel and DC?
No.
Nope.
That's like liking Star
When you're
going to
yell at him like that, Dad, use his full name, James Buchanan Bard. Really get in his face.
And is it? I would probably answer that.
I had a question for you, Seth, and I don't remember what it was.
Oh, good.
That was a great question.
Those are the kind of.
It was a really good. You asked me about RPG stuff.
Yeah.
Ask him about Westworld. That's what you wanted to do.
I remember what it was now.
Okay.
I got a little close. It was a show. So you watched Riverdale?
Yes.
So how was that?
It's the best thing on TV right now.
Oh, yeah?
yeah, we've thought about going full Westworld on it.
Yeah. We may still.
No, it's just.
There's a lot of history there. I mean, there's a lot of history with Archie, so I would love to see you guys.
It's just fun. It's not, I mean.
It's got freaking Luke Perry, man.
We just have been watching it. I forget who.
Hello.
You don't. I thought we were professional.
The guys. Jeez. Hi, Mom. Yeah. How are you? I'm live on a podcast right now.
There's a comic, Afterlife with Archie.
Bye.
He's got Francis Francavilla, I think his name is, just amazing artist, and I picked it up because of that, and because I cut my teeth on Archie when I was 5 years old, you know. It's a really great comic, and only 10 issues have come out because those guys. The job to make Riverdale was such a big hit. So
is it
Teen drama?
Yeah, I mean, it's got Luke Perry on it. It's, So you got the drama with the kids and the drama with the parents, and it's got a Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Wow.
But it's so crazy. It's ridiculous is really the best word
to use. Now, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though, that is actually one of my favorite shows.
Hold on a minute, we're still talking about it. Yeah.
Who cares?
Who gave us Guy the Keys?
I think it was you at the beginning. You said, hey, Bucky.
I didn't know that's what we were doing.
The Grand Poobah gave me the keys.
Real quick, I wanted to say, I only busted your balls about answering the phone because mine almost always goes.
Well, I was going to say, I finally got my wife into watching Riverdale, and she loves it. She is enjoying it as much as we all are. However, she made me swear that I would say that is not her Archie gang. That is not the group that she grew up on.
My Archie girl.
Hashtag not my Archie.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
It's gonna be every
episode has something that you're like, give me a break. Come on. Yeah. It doesn't even.
So ridiculous.
It does not compute. But that's what we want. Well, as I was saying, I think on our last podcast, a lot of reviewers are like, this show needs to make up its mind what it is. I was like, no, don't do that. We want it to be confusing.
Batman vs. Superman review was episode 2.
Wow. Okay, I was going to say it was near the beginning.
It was very much so.
And yeah, it's ridiculous. We had so many problems recording it that Michael spliced it all back together, and it's a lot of gibberish the last 20 minutes of the show, so it's worth visiting.
Yeah, it's a good laugh.
But yeah, like he had brought up, we did Westworld, there's 10 episodes of that. I think we probably have 6 episodes of Capal that were just...
We spent an hour on it. It's
we talk about the episode longer than the episode was.
Yeah.
Right. Really deep dive.
Here's what happened when you did that podcast. Right. I listened to it, and then I watched the show, and then I started listening to... Because I listened to your guys' run on that, like, through the first half, and then I was like, okay, I need to watch this show and listen to the podcast. Then, all of a sudden, I'm watching shows, and I'm doing crap that you do with Westworld, where I'm like, okay, that person is not who they are. Westworld was such a good show, and has, I mean, really affected me, my TV watching habits, to where I'm like, okay, I'm picking things out now.
Yes, you do. You find yourself doing that. Looking at scenes differently, because you know, it's not just Westworld that people give you clues to what's going to happen. A lot of times we just glaze over and watch a show and find out, there was something I didn't pick up on. But now you're picking up on things a lot quicker.
Yeah. And I know you guys are kind of staying away from Legion, or at least that's kind of the impression I got.
That would be a show that you could tear apart.
Yes,
but I don't know if the effort is going to. I don't know if it's going to pay off. They could, like Jordan said last week, it could totally just. Oh, that was all.
It was not. There's nothing. Yeah, there's nothing actually concrete in that show. But again, when I'm watching it, I'm Westworld and crap.
Now, Legion, is it pretty good so far? Because I wanted to start watching it, and I've missed the first episode. So
I've done 3 episodes. I think they're up to 4, maybe. Yeah. I know I've done 3 for sure. Yeah. I like it. I like it. I've got my wife who is, you know, getting her to watch a show and actually enjoy something. It's a bit of a chore.
Isn't it great when you can get them in on it?
She was like, okay, we got to the end of the first episode. She's like, all right, I'm kind of all right with this now that I know the direction it's going. Yeah,
first episode's great.
Yeah.
It is.
So she's kind of into it, and she's been watching the show with me. But so I would definitely suggest it.
Try it. Yeah. It's not for everybody, but not everything.
It's than I thought it would be. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Well, it's on the FX network. They usually can get away with a little bit more.
There's a lot of, but Aubrey Plaza, I'll give her a shot any day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
TV.
Does your wife know about this?
I'm sorry.
Nobody's recording this. Nobody's wife listens to this. See,
100% true.
The only time Ginger listens to my podcast is when I'm editing it. And now I have new cans, so she doesn't have to. But I'm the exact opposite of you guys when it comes to TV watching. I would rather be the person who's just off doing something, by and large.
But
instead of watching TV,
instead of watching TV, okay, yeah.
So you could go your whole entire life without ever watching TV.
Well, I lived alone with no cable for a long time, so I spent a lot of time on YouTube and learning other things because I'm that kind of a nerd.
Yeah,
but
so you wanted them edumacated people?
That's right, boy. I spent 4 years in school.
Ooh, you got one of them fancy degrees, don't you?
That's right.
Graduated.
That's all the figures I had to do it with, anyway. So
all right.
We have his Mr. Miyagi action figure.
No, he does not have anything. He has...
There's nothing going on here. But that being said, we watch a ton of the DC shows.
I love those so much.
So, are you guys into the DC shows?
Yes.
Any of them?
Yeah.
I'm the only one that doesn't watch him on our show.
I'm woefully behind these seasons of Legends, Flash. I need to really catch up. But yes, I have watched that. And then Doctor Who?
Yeah,
absolutely. Except for
one episode of Doctor Who in my entire life.
That's unfortunate.
Are you up to date on Doctor Who?
I think we haven't watched the Christmas special.
Okay. Are you okay with this latest incarnation of the Doctor?
Capaldi?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I am.
I haven't watched enough then, because the first couple episodes, that's, I gave up.
Oh, yeah, it's a little, he's a little tough to swallow in this first couple episodes.
Okay.
But, I mean, they really wanted to establish that he was a huge departure from,
Smith.
Yes.
And Smith.
And Tennant.
Yes. So,
he'll win you over. Okay. I mean, Tennant's my doctor. I don't know if that was your doctor.
Smith's my doctor.
No,
Tennant is. But okay. Smith, like, I will say, Smith is almost right on par with Tennant. Although, Tennant is, like, he brought it home. Like, made the Doctor Who.
Waters of Mars, my favorite episode of Doctor Who ever.
Yeah, but Stetsons are cool.
But Capaldi was really hard for me to actually enjoy him as the doctor the first two or three episodes. But then all of a sudden, something happened and something clicked where he took over you could see him as the doctor. And that's what, for me, you know, I think did it. Where I was like, okay, that dude is doctor.
They really wanted to establish him being very different from Matt. And, you know, being not this tall, lanky, goofy-looking doctor, he wanted to be harder and
they... For your listeners out there, I'm shaking my head.
Yeah. the stark difference between the two, you know, Matt was young, the new doctor is older, so they wanted to establish all of that. And then, because they hit that so hard in those first couple episodes, it really put a sour...
It was off-putting,
in a lot of people's mouths.
What's the name of the companion? I can't remember her name. I want a souffle girl.
The souffle girl.
I didn't hear her. I can't remember her name now.
Clara.
Clara. Thank you. We go through the motions with Clara in that show of her getting used to Capaldi as the doctor.
Okay.
Okay. So you can identify with the way that she. You know, some of the stories that she's going through, because she can't get used to the fact that the doctor's this old man now.
Much, much better than any other companions that we've seen in the past.
You'll like it. Yeah.
All right, you guys.
If Tennant's your first, then Capaldi will be your second.
Yeah.
I think he'll beat Matt Smith out.
You guys, you reeled me in. I'll give it a shot.
Doctor Who, everybody. Doctor Who.
Yeah. Yes. So, going back to the DC ones, I'm a little behind on them. But.
Has anyone besides me watched iZombie?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
She likes it more than I.
Okay.
But I do
I think
enjoy
we need
it.
To trade Michael to the Dueling Ogres podcast so that he can talk about Star Trek and Doctor Who and all the stuff we never talk about.
We'll take a player to be named later.
I found the people! We're on a different podcast.
No take backs.
Okay, I come pre-approved.
Upcoming podcast, we get a higher draft pick in the next podcast.
Man, yeah, I'm already scouting.
Wow. Better up, Bucky's in place.
I was just getting ready to say, better hit the minor leagues for a little while.
Oh, jeez. So, Jordan, you sat back down here. How has First Friday Marietta treated you?
Oh, just lovely.
You can count on it being super cold on Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been 60 for 2 weeks.
And last Friday, it was like 80 degrees.
Exactly. So yeah, we had face painting next door at second to none.
Oh, it was so packed in there. There was kids everywhere getting their face done up. Actually, what I thought was kind of cool wasn't the traditional face painting. It was the instant, like, one girl got Instagram painted on her face, like one of those filters.
Actual network?
No, just the, like, all the Instagram. Just like the app. Like,
she got a filter.
She got a filter.
Oh, very cool. All right.
So, yeah, it's like a freaking party, man. I'm someone please help me out here.
No, we just like to sing a swing in the wind.
Yeah, what's new?
All right, we're struggling here. Come on, are we about to wrap this up, or we can marathon this, right? What's going on?
Sure. What's the longest podcast?
What is the longest podcast?
Jesse just did about a almost three hour one.
I think yours. Longest I've seen is almost 2 hours. Yeah,
you've been for 3 hours. Unicorn?
Bingo. Bingo. Bingo unicorn. Yeah,
there was like an hour.
I cannot wait to share it on your face.
Mac bingo. Oh,
yeah, there was an hour in the middle where you got distracted by some Scottish guy. It didn't say that.
What do we do? Are you counting the last YouTube one where we did?
Yeah, you just stretched it out. Yeah, you did like back to back.
Thank goodness was 2 episodes that we, after edit. But yeah, we did the Wolverine introduction, and then we did Old Man Logan discussion. Oh man,
I have a fan request, so I want to hear you do Logan's catchphrase.
I'm pretty darn good at what I do. I didn't get her done.
You'd have to see the picture.
Like he's here.
We're
the good guys.
Wow. Now, see, the thing is that, you know, if I mess something up in a podcast, I own that son of a gun, right?
That's right.
I see you over there. But yeah, we own it, and then I own it.
Yeah, I could just, you're like, I'm the best there is at what I do and what I do. And like, I could just hear you losing it halfway through, and you're like, you don't know the rest of you. Nothing's better. Nothing is better.
I had, 2 hours on that podcast? Never looked it up. didn't fact check that one, so. But.
Now that Jordan's back, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Go S.H.I.E.L.D. Go S.H.I.E.L.D.
One of my favorite shows ever.
That's going to be your next tattoo.
I am still in the middle of Robot Loves.
Robot Loves.
The L&D story.
Yeah, I'm not caught up with that. But
it ends strong.
It just ended.
It's worth sticking through the robots.
If you were watching it then, apparently stick with it. Because
I'm four episodes behind, I believe.
When I started watching S.H.I.E.L.D., actually...
Robots have nipples?
What? Does that come up in the show?
I don't know.
No, but my nipples do often.
That's right. That comes up in the show.
Well, to be fair.
Comes up in the shirt, comes up in the show.
It's almost when right I started side watching on. S.H.I.E.L.D., I was just on Netflix one day and I saw it. I wanted to see it when it first came out. And I started watching it. I could not make it 30 minutes into the
first
episode.
Was that the theme, though? 90210.
Brenda's calling.
Yeah, a lot of people really struggle.
Yeah,
with the
and
first
then
few episodes.
And then I remember it was the weekend that the second season of Daredevil came out. I binged like the whole second season of Daredevil, and then I had the rest of the weekend because I took off work to watch Daredevil. Because that is how sad my life is.
That's dedication, yeah. Sir. Not sadness.
And then I just started...
You have to put a positive spin on things, Bob.
And then I just started binging the entire...
I just pictured you as his dad this whole time.
It's like, I'm really supportive. I'm going to your room.
But then I just started binging S.H.I.E.L.D. And I really started to like it after the events of Winter Soldier hit.
Yeah.
It just... It got so good.
So I did see...
I love it so much.
So I did see a teaser that Grant Ward is going to come
Spoilers. Back. Spoilers.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little teaser, so it's not a spoiler alert. They released it.
Yeah.
I watched a...
I'm so excited for that.
Interview with Clark Gregg on some random news site one day. And I just want to say that I love that man. That's all that I have.
He's pretty cool.
He's super adorbs.
I hear he's supposed to be in Infinity War.
Probably.
I hope so.
So, I am reading here
yesterday at 6 p.m. This is breaking news.
Oh, man.
100%
fake.
Marvel's newest event miniseries is pretty much But What If Everyone Was Venom.
Okay. I think I saw a cover art or something for that.
Marvel has announced a new 5-part event series spinning out of the Venom ongoing comic called Edge of Venom.
Edge of Venomverse.
Venomverse.
Well, as the comic shop owner of the group,
right.
I have to say, what? Really? Because I'm always the last to hear any of this stuff.
You're supposed to be in it, man. You're in it. Don't let the business take away from the love. So, anybody here a huge Venom fan?
Yeah.
I love
him. He was okay in Spider-Man 3.
I was around for when Venom.
We're not ranking Venom by how he was in Spider-Man
3. I know, but that's the only thing I've ever seen him in.
Well. Which Venom are you talking about? Are you talking about the Eddie Brock Venom?
Yes.
Or are you talking about a different symbiote?
Well, kind of, but crappy one.
It was an important phone call. It was my mother.
So, what it was...
What was the music? I got to know.
It was the default ringtone. I don't know.
Oh, really?
It's a new phone. I haven't got it all figured out.
Sounds like the theme song to some drama.
Well, that's okay. My wife, she changed her notification, and I was like, what is that? It sounds like the music to Sanford and Son, the beginning of it. Yeah, just like and then because then I went into, I was like, that sounds like this. And I was like, did your dad watch that show when you were younger? She's like, yeah. I was like, wow. I was like, I thought that would be a little kind of on the edge.
No, Sanford and Son is on the edge.
I got nothing.
So what we were talking about?
Anyway, what that dropped so bad. Jeez.
I'll say the most
Venom.
Like, I don't
Venom
know what's happening.
Rocks. Love it. Go with it.
Yeah. New miniseries potentially coming out.
Everyone is Venom.
Everyone is Venom.
Carnage is Venom.
Think about
that.
Yeah,
watch out.
Venom is Venom.
Venom.
Oh my gosh.
Spoilers.
Next level.
It's Venom. We had the Spider-Verse a couple years ago where we brought in different versions of Spider-Man. Right. So I'm sure someone thought, what if we gave them all symbiotes?
Some mileage out of that.
That's what I'm guessing. There's a lot of news this weekend out of Emerald City Comic Con that's going on. They've released a lot of new covers and things. So there's a lot of news coming out. But the big one I saw was Make Mine Marvel. In the tradition of DC's rebirth, Marvel's realized people like these classic characters. So apparently Marvel throughout the spring and summer are going to start bringing all, the Hydra Steve and Bruce Banner back as Hulk and all this stuff. So they got the message looking at DC taking over the pie chart of sales. So yeah, Marvel's coming back.
Yeah, I will say, as much as I love Marvel, there is more DC on my poll than there is Marvel.
Now, I did see...
And also because of price, but still.
That there is a vat with an H on it, and there is something brewing in it that might be part Hulk, part Wolverine.
Yes, yes. I saw a picture of that. You told me about that the other night.
I did.
And I saw...
When we had dinner...
No. I'm not even going to let you try with that. No.
But there's something going on. They're brewing or making.
It's my two dads.
It's like the responsible dad and the deadbeat dad.
Don't you listen to that other
one. No one ever wants to be around.
Smells of booze.
And Superman.
His nipples are out.
Constant nipple erections.
So bad if you take my shirt off. You like me with my shirt off. Anyway, so there's going to be a Wolverine Hulk, from what I understand.
What?
Yeah,
I saw those pictures. Hulk.
It was purple.
You guys recently did source material. Did mashups.
Yes, right? We did the Amalgam Universe.
Oh. I want to read those so bad.
Yeah, we talked Batman, where Batman and Wolverine were mashed together into Dark Claw.
Yeah.
Bub. So, yeah, it's interesting because they... Marvel versus DC happened, and then Amalgam happened shortly thereafter.
Right.
They merged the two universes. You saw the podcast. But yeah, that was a very cool concept, and it was neat to see them take those two and put them together. Now, Hulk and Wolverine. I mean, first off, Hulk versus Wolverine. All right, that's been one of the...
That's a movie that needs to be made.
There, right? That was an animated movie, though, wasn't it?
They did, like, it was...
It could be better. But yes, we'd love to see it live action. But
from what I understand, the Marvel's animation game is not
as strong as DC, but DC's Marvel game is, or movie game is
It got Marvel locked down.
DC's TV show game, though.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so yes, right.
How can you defeat Wolverine Hulk?
Yeah, there's
seriously.
There's Deadpool, maybe?
No.
Adamantine swords?
No. There's nothing. There's nothing in the world to defeat Wolverine Hulk.
Comic book knowledge in order to...
Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet?
Yes.
Nope.
Forget it.
Deadpool with the Infinity Gauntlet.
That ended the argument. Congratulations. You win the world.
I am the champion!
Custody has been decided.
No.
Bucky is yours.
No.
Bucky, come here. I got some mudgers for you.
No way.
He just brought it all back around right there.
That's right.
All back around.
Circle.
You go to the Dueling Ogres also.
Oh, man. I just shot myself in the foot.
I got Mike and Bucky.
It's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, that's right. You're a winner, baby.
Silly podcast. Silly podcast. How do you do this, Cliff?
I understand, they usually have structure.
Yeah, we do better with a little bit of structure. We don't have a lot of structure on our show, but just enough.
A general area of conversation to go to.
You didn't care to. I didn't even want to sit down.
I saw Jesse sit down. I was like, I guess if he's going to sit down, I'll sit down.
You're the Brandon of my group. Brandon couldn't be here tonight for people listening. He had family stuff come up, but Brandon always brings the structure, and I just react usually because whatever.
These guys do good reacting. I don't like him to even know what we're talking about.
He's the same way. Jeez.
Yeah, we usually don't. We don't have show notes ahead of time.
Right.
We don't plan it out. Seth just, we show up. We don't talk to each other before we sit down because we don't want to.
We're not even friends outside of the podcast.
God forbid something funny is said that we don't get recorded.
So, Jesse, since we're on talking about podcasts, I mean, incredibly well-structured podcast, I would say.
No, I don't know about all that.
Well, it's a hell of a lot more structured than this.
I'll give you that.
Mister, you figured quite well.
Well, that's one of the easiest things about being able to talk about books that are already out there is I can just say, okay, here's 8 issues. I'm going to take 2, you take 2, he'll take 2, and then he'll take 2. And we just divide it up that way, and the only thing I have to worry about is giving a little bit of a synopsis of what happens then. And it took not just 1 or 2 podcast episodes for me to figure that crap out. It probably took me close to, I don't know, the better part of a year to, like, okay, how am I actually able to figure out how to structure stuff like that and actually sit down and read the issues. But I think a lot, when I first went into things, I was like, I want to be the guy that tells you what happens in the story, and then I want to give you an education on what happens behind the scenes with this book.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
You go right ahead.
But my son, Bucky, has to leave.
What?
It's past his bedtime.
Now I'm getting yelled at to go out to the car.
Well, Bucky, it was a pleasure to have you host this episode tonight.
That's right. I was hosting?
Yeah. You were hosting, man. Good
the whole
job.
Time.
This was a job interview.
It was.
You did.
I'm terrible at those. That's why I worked at Kroger.
That's why we didn't tell you beforehand.
Is this the longest time you've been in a comic book store?
This is the latest he's ever been on. When you get up at 4:30 in the morning, you're usually asleep by now.
Yeah, actually,
honest, I'm probably going to be sleeping until like 10 tomorrow. So.
Well, Bucky, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun.
It has.
Yes, it has.
Okay.
Come back soon, and next time, leave your knife at home.
I didn't even bring it tonight, so...
You're ruining the magic. I don't care. Good night, Bucky.
See you, Bucky.
See ya. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
Well, so back to your structure. I I need you to be my sensei, because I have absolutely no structure in my life, and I need structure. I need someone to teach me structure.
I'll say, being a guest on Jesse's show, I did Dark Knight Returns with him, and I reread the book from start to finish. I took, like, 3 pages of notes. Like, I prepare, and, like, that's more preparation done for 50 episodes of ours, so.
Yeah, we'll occasionally do theme episodes, and let me tell you, that's an ordeal.
Yeah.
Because we'll both sit down for days and just take notes on things. So.
Wow. Well, again, it, you know, the guy that runs our network, Mark Ravitch, he will, I don't think he does any preparation for any podcast he ever does. And, mm-hmm. you know, he's always doing, he does more than I do on that network. So, you know, watch him sit down and be like, okay, we're going to be talking about an album tonight on the Metal Hammer of Doom. And we're going to, you know, he'll be ready to rock and roll with just crap that he's heard over the last few years of this band. He doesn't have to sit down other than just listen to the music, but he doesn't jump in and do a whole lot of research. So if you can put a podcast on doing that, that's not a problem. So, striking a common phone.
Very.
But, yes, structure-wise, it's taken me a long time to get to where I'm at in regards to that, but it really ain't off. Like, I don't think it's anything compared to... You guys say you guys don't do structure. I mean, shoot, you guys have your sections that you guys do, and I can count on, okay, here, I can't wait to hear what's coming up for gaming, or I can't wait to hear what's coming up for streaming, or I can't wait to hear what's coming up for Perlmutter.
Unless I want to talk about animation.
Right. Yeah, then we're just blowing in the wind out there. Yeah.
Voltron!
Is there...
Go Lion.
What's that?
Go Lion.
Go what?
Go Lion.
Go Lion.
Go Lion. He's on Voltron.
I got you. I haven't watched it yet, although your reviews of it, your glowing reviews of
it. You don't have to watch it after we talk about it.
I know, but hey, that's...
There's the whole point of doing reviews.
My favorite thing is I want to hear someone... Like, listen to one of our podcasts talking about a show.
Oh, that would be awesome if someone listened to our podcast.
And then go and watch the show and then come back and go, I have no clue what you guys were talking about.
You would have to set an example. Like, we talk about things all the time. We tell you to watch. And you don't watch them. So
finally watched a movie.
He talks about stuff he watches he never watched. So.
That's right. I finally watched a movie that Seth was talking about in a previous podcast. I can't remember the name of it, but I know.
I don't remember. I don't feel like I belong in this world anymore or something.
Yeah, before I am, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
The messenger again.
I had told.
I'm like, what is going on? It's 4 a.m. I'm at work. I know you're at work.
Bucky's not talking to him, so he has to talk.
So I guess he just sits at home and starts watching whatever Seth tells him to check out that week.
But yes, I watched it, and there was a great part.
There's a really good line in that movie, and I was talking about the movie, and I said, told a little bit what was going on. I wanted so bad to even say the line. It's so good. But I didn't. I held back, and he sent me a message in the middle of the night and said the line. I was like, I know. It really stands out. It's really good.
Elijah Wood was so great in that movie. Like, it's a really good movie. You guys should go watch it.
It's on Netflix.
Get it on your queue.
It was a real huge hit at Sundance just the last
Swiss Army before. Man.
Oh,
I want to watch it.
I want to watch that too.
Oh, it is. It's insane. We had a whole conversation.
I'm the one that showed up.
Yeah,
Michael started it.
Michael suggested Swiss Army Man and never watched it until recently.
And
I really like this concept, guys. Go watch it and tell me how it is.
And I thought it looked kind of dumb, and then I watched it and loved it, and I told him to.
Yeah,
check it out.
I was like, go watch it.
And then I watch it, and I feel very disturbed about it, and we have 2 different reactions from the ending of the movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my mind goes in dark places.
It does. With our show, it's funny, because like you said, you think we have structure. We do have...
Switch!
Yes,
Switch!
We have these bumpers that I throw in for all this category, that category. But, I mean, from where we started... Where we are now, I mean, I mentioned it a few weeks ago, like, we started and like, oh, maybe we should talk about TV, we'll talk about Arrow, we'll talk about these DC shows. Now we're on to Hulu and Netflix originals, we're talking about...
Games.
Reality TV.
Reality TV on there.
We'll talk about anything we want to.
Anything we watch.
So, kind of put it in the right categories to have a little structure, but, you know, I... You'd be surprised. People out listening aren't just watching the superhero shows.
Sure.
They might want to hear.
They're watching Jeopardy.
There, I mean, there's a place for niche podcasts.
Yes.
But the ones that I really enjoy are the ones that just go off into left field.
Well, so. Yeah. Like, I love, one of my favorites is the last podcast on
Michael's
the left.
Michael's always playing left field. For
But, like, the last podcast on the left.
Brent really likes that one as well.
It's, like, three guys, like, they actually do research on serial killers and, like, really dark, deep, demented crap.
Right.
But they do it in a very comedic way that you're laughing about a serial killer, essentially.
Yeah.
But the way they do it so well, I too enjoy. I also am a big fan of story driven type podcasts of, you know, just like the old time radio shows. Like those to me are very entertaining.
Like the radio dramas?
Yeah. Yeah. Like Leviathan was one I really got into. The Black Tapes is a good one.
You got me listening to that.
Did you ever check out the zombie one?
No.
Damn it.
I tried it.
I know.
I made it like 15 minutes.
Yeah. It's that one is what I ranked as my probably high up.
I tried it.
It's really good. But yeah, it's funny, this whole podcast.
What thing. Other podcast should people listen to that's not ours?
Let me see.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
When you become a podcaster, you realize that you should hold back on suggesting other crap like that, because there's only so much time that you can can listen to one show.
But at the same time, I feel like, I mean, podcasting has really, number one, it's easy for people to do as far as that goes. But it's also really easy to listen to, you know. Mm. A lot more people are, as they grow older, a lot more people are listening to podcasts. They're downloading them. It's easier to get them.
Yeah.
I have on my Apple iPhone right now.
Sponsored by Apple.
Apple. I have probably close to 10 to 15 podcasts, and that was way more than when I first started out. And I actually just saw a time hop a few days back where I actually found my first ever podcast.
Yeah.
But anyway, I listen to them on 2-speed now because I have so freaking many.
You should start recording them like that. You could burn through a few.
Well, everybody will just start coming this back.
So today's episode.
Oh, it's really good.
This episode is a good 2-speed one.
Yeah, it would be. Absolutely. But yeah, you can. There's so much. There's a lot of content out there. But, you know, you just got to pick what you love and you go with it. And I think what I've started to realize is I like staying local. I have my local guys, you guys here. And the podcasts that I'm kind of more national, I'm starting to kind of go away from because I like to listen to what's going on around my area and my community. So,
yeah.
Community strong. Fight the power. Be the power. I am the power.
I think that's a good time for everybody put your plugs in here while we're wrap it up.
All right, let me go ahead and I'll start.
Go ahead.
All right,
it's going to be a half hour.
Hey, get ready. Yeah.
So if you want to find us, we're about to tell you.
Here we go. My name is Jesse Starcher. I do a podcast called Source Material. It is on the Rattle Itch and Broadcasting Network. You can find that on blogtalkradio.com, Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio. And go give the Rattle Itch and Broadcasting Network Facebook page a like to stay up on top of all the great podcasts that our network has to offer. Wow. Thank you very much, guys.
He is really good at that. Like, way better than we are.
Take notes, Cliff. We don't even remember the name. We don't remember the website address half the time.
So if you have any questions or comments or you'd like to hear yourself on air, you can call us at 978-DU-OGRS. That's 978-386-4737. You can also reach us on Twitter, email us at duelingogres@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on the Facebook page. Also, be sure to check out our stuff. Okay, mine's really
loud. You're good. You're going strong.
I was sweating.
I always have the script in front of me. DuelingOgres.com is really all you need to know. We do podcasts. We do geek articles whenever we can get somebody to write for us. And check us out there.
And I'm the illustrious Michael K. East, and you can find me at Michael at Second of the Nun on Instagram to check out all my wonderful art. You can also find me at Second of the Nun Graphics, where I will sell you anything graphically designed or artistically need that you want. You need to come see me at 212 Third Street. I will go home with you. Don't come see me.
Dueling Ogres.
Find me next week in Dueling Ogres van down by the river. And pass the mic.
Thanks for plugging our show.
Oh yeah, Kapow Podcast.
No, it's too late now.
We're a three piece.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys kicked me out of the group.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the
www.udownwithkpp.com at the Kapow Podcast on Twitter, Facebook. We're out there. Ohio Cliff Barnes. That's me on the Twitter.
I'm at DG Poobah on Twitter, and I usually just post pictures of games we've talked about on the podcast, things like that, kind of that section of it.
And I am Jordan Lowe. You can find all my writing type stuff at Low Words Official on Facebook, and I have a Twitter address, but it's no use following it because I never post anything at Low Words. And I'm the owner of Asylum Comics in Marietta, Ohio, the home of tonight's wonderful podcast. What was this called?
First Friday
podcast night at Asylum. First, but not the last.
That's right.
So thanks everybody for coming down this evening. Thanks everyone who stopped in. We had several people in here who were a little too shy to step up to the mic. Right. Even a few regular listeners like Larry, our buddy, and James Patrick, a celebrity writer in the area. But they lost their chance to talk to us. So
that's right.
So yeah,
they forfeit.
So yeah, we love all our regional podcasters here. We're fans of each other's work. We support each other. So we hope you'll listen to each and every one of us. And thanks.
Make sure that you guys leave comments on.
Yeah, all of us here would I think agree. The more you interact with us, the more we will probably be inspired to talk about something you might be interested in.
Right.
We love feedback. If we do lists or, you know, I'm sure that Jesse would love to have ideas of comics that you're interested in here and talk about. And these guys love to, you know, anything they talk about, you know, there's things you're interested in that they'd like to talk about, you know.
And Jesse, you have been doing your episodes live on YouTube.
That's right.
Why don't you plug your channel real quick, too?
What is it? I've done that one before.
Yeah, there you go.
I think it's @SourceMetCast. I could be absolutely wrong on that. But I tell you what, you go to YouTube, you type in #SourceMaterial, you're going to be able to pull up everything that I've done in the past.
That's right. Pull that up. Make sure to subscribe and click the little bell icon on the left. That'll let you know when they go live. I have really enjoyed being able to pop in and just watch as much as I can within the time frame that I can and get a real live feed from that.
Yeah, there's visual aids.
Yeah,
that's just the beauty of being involved with a local podcast like this or a YouTube show or whatever is, you know, start interacting, and then there'll be times like this when you can come interact live. You can interact online.
You can be like Bucky.
Exactly. Yeah. Bucky got to come down here.
Bucky freaking hosted the show.
And we let him do whatever.
It was, well, now that he's gone, it was a make-a-wish kind of deal. This was his life's goal, and we made it happen, so I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
Yeah, I'm like, now when they ask me at the gas station if I want to give $1 to March of Dunn, nope. Like,
I did my good deed.
Did you not? I'll show them the picture if I gave this kid right here had a dream come true.
All thanks to me.
we're just kidding. That's good saying.
I love you guys.
So until next week, ogres, keep your clubs blunt and your tusks sharp. You're done with KPP. Source material.
Have a good one.
And we're out.